made this the right start for him, the
mentality. I just didn't feel that we could play Connor 5 games in 8 days.
Where did your team lack the most tonight?
Just speed. You know, we were the slower team on the ice from the start to the finish, really. And had a few good chances. Their guy made some good saves on, but not enough to warrant us being tight to that game.
Can you just talk about the first period and how maybe that set the tone?
Yeah, I think that I think it did, but I don't know that. We're just slower than we were. That's what's going to happen. So we needed something. I'll just leave it at that.
Kind of felt like you're out of gas in some ways, or is that not part of it?
No, it can't be. You know, I mean, we've had our fair share of back-to-backs, and we've won some on the back-to-backs and played better than we did tonight. They were just quite a bit quicker than we are from the start to finish in that game, and they were just better. They deserved to win. They won, and we'll leave that game here.
Well, you said you've liked a lot of what your penalty kill has done recently. Was it structural today, or especially on the second goal, I guess?
The second goal was a disaster. We had thought we knocked something down, going to create something, and that wasn't part of the scheme.
How much does the inconsistency, Paul, drive you crazy?
I don't think we've been consistent at all. I really don't. I thought we were poor tonight. We weren't very good tonight.
Right.
But the inconsistency of win-loss, win-two-win, so there's no great run of games there, but I don't feel we've been inconsistent. We didn't play very well tonight. It's the first one, geez, in an awfully long time that we weren't as good as they were. We're not looking for an excuse when it's back-to-back or whatever. We weren't very good tonight. They were better. They deserve to win. We've been a really consistent team. I think we've played hard and played well.
You mentioned the other day that it has been a while since you had a game.
Yeah.
Like that. So is there a theme? Can you draw any conclusions as to when those rare games happen, that what the cause is?
Well, the last game I didn't like was in Washington. We didn't play particularly well. The only other theme is played a whole lot of back-to-backs, about a quarter of our schedule. And not the oldest group in the league. But you know what? We don't allow ourselves to make any excuses. You're asking me for reasons. And then it can come out as excuses, so I don't want to give you any of those kind of reasons. I like the way our team's played an awful lot. We just weren't very good tonight. If you could fix all that and you like your team every night, you'd be a pretty happy coach, and you might be the only guy in the league. So we haven't had enough wins in those games that we've played well for us to excuse any loss, granted. But no excuses. We weren't very good tonight. We've been very good, and I do think we've been very consistent.
What does it mean for your group to get Scheifele back going forward long term?
Yeah, going forward. It's an important piece. You know, he looked like he'd been off the ice for a week, and but he's a good player, and he's a good part of our team. He's a 22-year-old centerman that we rely on greatly.
It's good to have options. I know you've liked the way your top six has been. Now you got a guy back. Is it a challenge?
I was just moving. I don't know if it's a challenge. We were moving, didn't like the way the first went, so that's the time to start moving guys in and out of positions and trying to look at different things. Because if you there weren't stretches of it where we were on them and then they were on us. We didn't have a whole heck of a lot going there, so we're going to do a little experimenting with some players that we don't know particularly well. You know, they're still new to the league, so we'll find out where they excel. And there's nothing to lose down to, and we haven't had much going.